WWZ listening.
KO4 WWZ KO4 PXB. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Malik. How are you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing good. I just got my truck back. The oil pressure send unit went haywire, and so it took a little while for the I'll let you start back at the beginning. The first place that I took it to pretty much tried to rip me off, saying that there was something wrong with the motor and there was oil in the engine. There was metal flakes in the oil, and so I took it to another place. Had them troubleshoot it and find out it was just oil pressure sending unit that was bad, because the oil pressure dropped down to zero and I drove it. I didn't even drive it anywhere. I just immediately pulled over to the center, and so I'm back up and running. So now I got my radio back in the truck and I'm able to talk mobile again.
I'm glad you got your truck back and your radio back. And it turned out not to be a big deal. I haven't gotten myself a nice truck and had somebody try and tell me the engine thing's done blown out in it. I'm about to have to leave. I've got to get ready to work. I'm waiting on my crew to leave. I don't know what the deal is. I know one thing, I need to bring a new pickup. Good night.
I'm about 10 minutes away from work myself, so I'm, like I said, definitely on the way in mobile. So, the first company, when they were mentioned that it was going to have a new engine, it was $7,400 that they quoted for a new engine, and ended up with just the oil pressure sending unit bad. Only cost me $405, so that's definitely a lot better than $7,400.
Definitely a lot better. Well, let me go ahead and sign off. My crew lead just passed the road I was on, so I'll be here hopefully at 4 o'clock this afternoon. If not, a little later.
Please be careful and have a great day, and I'll definitely talk to you when I can. KO4 PXB. 73 on your final.
73, Lloyd. Nice to talk to you. God bless you. Have a good day. And I will catch you later on down the log. KO4WWZ. I'm clear.
PXB, KO4HX. Good morning, Lloyd.
Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say hello. I hadn't heard you on the radio in a while.
I wasn't sure if you heard the issue with the truck that I've just now got back, that the oil pressure dropped down to zero, so I immediately pulled over into the center of the median and had a company come get it. And in doing so, they told me that the engine was shot, that it needed a new engine for it to cost us $7,400. So I got a second opinion and took it another place that has worked on the truck before, and come to find out it was just the oil pressure sending unit that was bad, and so they replaced it, and for the cost of $405 is definitely a lot better. So without having my truck, I was not able to talk mobile in my truck.
You got that fixed and taken care of, and it wasn't what they thought it was, so glad of that, but glad to hear you this morning.
Glad to hear you too. Yesterday when I was on Highway 14, right there at McDonald's on the right, the Mack tool truck turned left in the other lane going toward 85 on 14. I immediately thought of you, and I thought, is it? What's the possibility? But I know you said you don't have this route.
That would have probably been Jacob up that way.
Yeah, but again, I also heard your conversation yesterday when they said Mack Tools, because of COVID, don't want y'all socializing and more, so I guess scheduled events. But y'all do it on your own, so that's always a good thing.
Get together as a group once a month. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes we do it more than once. But it just... It helps out. It helps keep you motivated, and because you spend a lot of time out here by yourself in this tool truck. I mean, you're going from shop to shop seeing same guys over and over again, but you can't tell them what's going on or, you know, talk to them about things because they don't understand or you don't want them to know. So you just can't, like I say, you just don't have certain people to talk to.
Definitely true. And you also get to learn from your other people that you work with a little more tricks of the trade and different uses of the tools that somebody else may not have thought of that works out well and can be relayed to the customer.
Yeah, sharing knowledge, like, you know, new products coming in, how's it doing, how's it holding up, what kind of problems or concerns are we seeing, or is it no concerns, you know, that kind of thing. And then we also pass information about, you know, how to manage your business and that kind of stuff, and to help with that and where you're finding this. So it's a lot of help.
It's definitely a good thing, because more so in a business, especially when you're pretty much on your own, and whatever money that you bring in by your customers is, you know, pretty much solely on you, and a lot of companies and people don't like to share information, but like I said, you're not into that realm of where you are in competition, because like I said, y'all mentioned y'all do stay in your own lanes and not try to get somebody else's customers.
Thing about it is we don't have to worry about that. So we try to help each other out. We'll have customers skip out that owe this or owe that, and, you know, we'll kind of try to let everybody else know if there's a problem or what's going on.
All right, Patrick, I'm now here at work, so I've got to say 73 until I talk with you again. Please have a great day.
Well, 73 is Lloyd. You have a good day. It was good to hear you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
10-4ZLK.
You on your way into work?
Regretfully.
It'll be a liquid sunshine day and dodging all the raindrops. I mean, what more fun can we have out here driving on the road?
Fine. I felt rushed this morning. The dog didn't wake me up as early as she normally does, and tried to get too much done before I left, and now feel like I'm already behind.
Mornings where you feel like you're rushed before you even get out the door.
By the Ford place this morning and pick up one of those switches. I don't know if it's the right thing, but I tugged and pulled on those wires on all the connections really, really hard, and then I disconnected both of them at different times while it was running, and the compressor would stop immediately. And it's just random. The other night, I couldn't keep it cooling. It kept, you know, it cool for just a few minutes, and then it would go warm. And then the next several days, it hasn't done anything at all. It's cooled really well. So I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but I'm willing to spend a little money and try it.
Looking at it, it's hard for me to tell you any more information about it. So all you can do is try it, if that's what you want to do.
Something, a switch is not working right, but, you know, what do I know? I'm not a mechanic.
But, I mean, like I say, it's hard to diagnose them when you're looking at them. So it's really hard over the radio or over the phone.
If anything, I just wanted to tell you what I was planning on doing, see if it works. Because when it cools wonderfully, you know, it does really well. So I would think that if it was low on Freon, it wouldn't, you know, it would be consistent and not cool.
It's like a switch, but like I say, it could be either one of them. There's a couple of them on there.
Well, they have the, ordered the high pressure, I think it's the high pressure. It's the one next to the dipstick. That might be the low pressure. The other one he said he couldn't get. He told me to go to Napa, and he gave me the Ford number, said try to get it from them.
Well, you can't get stuff anymore. It's getting crazy. I'll get stuff in that I've been waiting on for months, and then the stuff I've been getting in, I can't get no more. It's aggravating trying to keep up with it.
afraid it's going to get worse, and the problem is it doesn't have to be this way, but anyway, let's see, you're in Greer today?
All day long today.
Greer yesterday too, right?
Today over here, I got a couple of shops in the afternoon I hit. I got more than I can get done over here in a day. So, and I don't have enough to fill the day over there, so I just come over here and start my Thursday early and try to get as much done as possible.
Michelin this tomorrow, or is this your, not your day?
From tomorrow.
Okay, well, good. Kind of lost track. Let's see, not that it matters, but anyway. I got another work, I work next week, and then, I got a couple of weeks off. Our anniversary and her birthday is coming up, and I always try to take, well, I used to take those weeks off because for that reason, and we'd always go to the beach with the kids before they started school, and I just kind of got in the habit of taking them off, so now I do it every year.
Enjoy it, and happy anniversary, and happy birthday to your wife there.
I'm coming up on 32 years. I remember, I don't mind taking these weeks off, too. I remember sitting up at the Outer Banks one year, and there was a big heat wave going through, kind of like what we've experienced the last, or a couple weeks ago. I looked at the weather. It was 105 down here, and it was 85 degrees up on the beach. And I was grateful that I wasn't working.
Exactly what you mean, and yeah, I would be, too. And, but, yeah, 32 years is a long time nowadays. I've been married 26 this year, so I'm not right there, but I'm right behind you.
Every year, it seems like, which is a good thing, I guess, because if there was issues, it would probably drag out. So, no, it's been a good time. It's been like 5 minutes underwater.
That's your story. Now think about hers, because she's had to put up with you.
I'm probably 2.5 lifetimes for her, but it's not been long for me.
Well, Shane, I'm going to have to jump off. I'm at my next stop. You be careful on your way into work, and don't have any problems with the rain here. Try to stay safe. So talk to you all down the line, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now, Shane.
You have a productive day, and be careful. N4ZLK Mobile.